Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Good morning.
Ooh.
621, it's Brock, it's Hunter. All right, let's get right to it, just sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer this weekend. It's going to be perfect for it, man.
It's good, man. It really is. You know I've been on that Bud Light Seltzer kick.
Oh, yeah, I think we all have been.
Seriously. Something about it, man. I was drinking. I had the lime one yesterday.
Yeah, lemon lime. That's a good one.
Lime ones.
Oh yeah,
it's got a little salt taste to it too. It's good.
Oh yeah, get you.
They hit it. They know what they're doing over there. All right, let's do it, man. Sports this morning. Football. Dr. Anthony, is it Fauci or Fauci or Fauci?
Fauci. Fauci, I believe.
Fauci. Yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Is better watch his back because I'm gonna put this out there and say it and people are gonna get mad. So, Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted what many of us are already thinking, that it might be impossible to play football safely this year. The only way Dr. Fauci thinks football can be played safely is if the league conduct business in a quarantined bubble like the NBA. This of course is tough for football because. Well, there are dozens and dozens of players on each roster, so it's a little bit more tough than a five-man roster like the NBA.
Not to mention, just all the – I know there's contact in basketball, but not – you think about linemen literally in each other's faces, you know, blowing snot and spit and everything. It's so much, yeah. You know, and tackling, too. You're right on someone. So, yeah, the amount of contact in the sport is also another big problem.
Mm-hmm. So who knows, man?
You know
maybe
what?
We won't see football.
I hope we do. And if it's too soon, it's too soon. And I totally understand. I'd rather have our players be safe than sorry, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know what I feel like this is? Because Rodgers did so good last year, this is a conspiracy to keep him from getting his ring this year. They're gonna shave one more year off of him. And you know what also mm-hmm. sucks, too? We may not see Brady. Brady may be done after this year. Do you think he'll come back for one more year?
Dude, Brady's going to play until he's like 60.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Having that last year as a Buck, I figured this would probably be his last year. And now if this doesn't happen, that's shaving off a year and a half right now where we're at from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sucks, bro.
Yeah, it does. It does suck, but... I think you're right. Yeah, the whole coronavirus thing came about because they didn't want Aaron to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. It was his year, man. It was his year. Anyway, that's my take.
All of this. I've been in my basement.
Yep, everything.
For 4 months because of Aaron G.D. Rodgers.
That's how poor sports Bears and Lions fans are.
We're going to shut down the world just to make sure Aaron Rodgers doesn't get another ring. All right, baseball. Major League Baseball still hasn't figured out a way to get back onto the field, obviously, but they're trying. Sort of. The Players Union has proposed a plan that includes 70 games, which would be played July 19th through September 30th. We'll see if the owners and the players can officially find some middle ground and get some season going. Come on.
Let's do it.
Basketball. Listen to this. This is crazy, man. A rare game-worn Michael Jordan jersey is expected to be sold for more than $500,000.
Damn, dude.
Give me $500,000. That's crazy, man. The jersey was worn by Jordan during the 1997-1998 Eastern Conference Finals when the Chicago Bulls faced off against Reggie Miller and the Indiana Pacers, much known from, if you were alive at that time, you watched it because it was awesome.
Yeah.
Or if you weren't born yet and you saw the documentary, basically what the documentary was about, The Last Dance. So we'll see if the auction officials believe it'll be the most valuable Jordan jersey ever sold.
Oh, wow.
So, damn. I remember one time, like, a dude after one of the games, final games, but Jordan spit his gum because he always chewed gum.
Yeah.
Spit his gum out into the trash can walking into the locker room. Well, somebody saw him do that, dove into the trash can, got the gum, sold it on eBay. Dude, I'm telling you, for, like, I can't remember how much it sold for, but a lot.
Ugh, gross. Not worth it. You know, that's what does kind of kill me, because I think about there are some amazing athletes out there that are, I mean, it'll probably be a while until Jordan kicks the bucket. So, even if, well, how old is Jordan now? 40-something? 50-something?
50-something, yeah.
50-something? So, let's say he's got another 40 years, okay? You and I will be in our 70s. If we had, like, a Jordan rookie card that for some reason we held on to, it would actually be worth something. But then we're not going to see the benefits of it at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, we could leave it for our ungrateful grandkids, but I don't want to do that. So, I don't know. It's like all the stuff that I had growing up, and I had some decent, valuable cards at the time, and now they're just going to get more valuable. But trying to get anything now from Jordan or some of the greats, you're not going to be able to get them.
Is he the most famous athlete ever?
Jordan?
He's got to be, right?
Ooh.
I think he was the first billionaire athlete.
I don't know. I honestly
think he's got to be, dude. He's got to be the most, like, just, here's the thing. Like, there's a lot of people, like, if I walked into a room and, like, ran into a celebrity, like, oh, like I think more so back in the day, I would be more starstruck than I am now with any celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I can put Michael Jordan in that category. I think if I walked into a room with Michael Jordan, I'd do it. I would just be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, just seriously, just what?
Hey, wow. You're Michael Jordan.
Dude. Just, you know what it is? It's like just what he's gone through. Like, you look at that and you're like, dude, your life has been completely different than anybody else's life in the world.
You know, I would say he's right up there with, like, Babe Ruth. And because you got to think about baseball. I mean, baseball is huge in every country, pretty much. I mean, most countries anyways. But you got to look at overall. Yeah, Jordan's up there. I don't know if he's the most famous, but he's got to be near the top.
Muhammad Ali.
Everyone knows Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. That's going to be a close one because Muhammad Ali was world famous.
Yeah.
But still is Michael Jordan, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah. I mean, if I walk into a room of Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali is there, and Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan's the most. I'm going to be like, damn, dude. I need to go shake this guy's hand.
Hey, who's that fat out of shape guy? Oh, that's Babe Ruth.
With the leaf under his hat.
With the cabbage leaf under his hat. No, Babe Ruth, I do not want a bite of your cabbage leaf that's been under your hat all game. It's gross. Anyway, what else you got? You got anything else?
That's it, man. That's all I got right now.
Good enough for me. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock what?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
7:25, let's get right to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
Here we go, man. Football. Jeez.
Sorry.
You all right there?
I'm okay.
Drinking beer in the studio, dude?
Yes, I am. It's Friday.
All right, that's acceptable, I guess. Football, Dr. Anthony Fauci, right? Is that how you say the name?
Yep, nailed it, buddy.
Admitted what many of us are already thinking, oh, God, please, no, that it might be impossible to play football safely this year. The only way Dr. Fauci thinks football can be played safely is if the league's conduct business in a quarantine bubbles like the NBA is doing. This, of course, is tough for football teams because there are dozens and dozens of players on each roster, unlike basketball, where there's only five people on the court from a team at a time, you know, typically 11 players, maybe 12. So there you go, man. Football. Come on. Sweet baby Jesus.
I don't know. Again, I would rather not risk it. If we can make it happen, awesome. But if, you know, we're already starting to see it a little bit in some of these states that did these big openings, and now we're seeing spikes in cases. It's like, look, if we got to wait till 2021, we're not going to, it's not the end of the world. We can put it up. It sucks, but, you know, I would rather do that than see people get sick, people, you know, become unhealthy just because we needed our football, you know what I mean? So
just because Green Bay had a crappy draft pick doesn't mean that we have to skip a season of football. By the way, is there going to be another draft pick then again? So you like double up on the
that's
draft?
A really good question. This is all stuff that we're going to have to figure out, man. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. Yeah, it's just like, has that ever, it's never happened.
No.
Has that ever happened in any sport?
I mean, there was a couple, you know, there was a couple baseball strikes, I remember. Not personally, just knowing from history.
See,
there.
That's almost like self-induced, though. You know what I'm saying? Just like something that happens that, like, oh, we can't. You know, I don't think so.
Not in the current NFL that we know, not in the sport of football that we know. I can't attest to, you know, when it first started, maybe like World War II, World War One, if they were even playing it, you know what I mean? But I mean, football is still a fairly young sport, all in all, with what we know. You were talking about the first official Super Bowl, and it didn't even sell out. You know what I mean?
No. So it's like they had a band play at halftime.
Yeah,
and
that was in the 60s. So all in all, we're still a pretty young sport. So I honestly don't know what's
going to happen. Maybe the Olympics have been canceled because of like the World War or something like
that. I think there's been once or twice since the modern Olympics that I know of that it had to be pushed or moved. So
Major League Baseball still hasn't figured out a way to get back on the field, just, you know, like everybody else. But they're trying, sort of. The players union proposed a plan that includes 70 games, which would be played July 19th through September 30th. We're going to see if the owners and the players can finally find some middle ground and get the season going, which I highly doubt, which is weird because I said it before. Baseball is like you think it'd be the easiest one to get going. Everybody's spread out on the field. The only contact is when the runner, you know, when the runner's running the base.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Before football and hockey, you would think baseball would figure it out.
Yeah.
Basketball is probably the closest. Basketball. Listen to this. This is a crazy basketball story.
Basketball,
yeah. Rare game-worn jersey. Michael Jordan jersey is expected to be sold for more than $500,000 at an auction. The jersey was worn by Jordan during the 1997-1998 Eastern Conference Finals when the Chicago Bulls faced off against Reggie Miller and the Indiana Pacers. Auction officials believe it will be the most valuable Jordan jersey ever sold. So, yeah, imagine having that hung up in your house. Yeah, that's worth like $750,000.
I'd wear it and play games in it.
Oh, God. It's signed. Don't.
No, I'd take the signature off. I don't need that on my game jersey. Come on now.
Right. Brock was like, I was changing my oil yesterday, and I couldn't find my shop rag.
Yeah, this nice jersey hanging up is perfect.
It's a nice Michael Jordan. I could just wash it.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So yeah, there you go. Your $500,000 starting bid Michael Jordan jersey will go on auction probably next week.
Good thing I just actually found $500,000, so I'm going to get in on this action. All right. That all you got?
That's all I got for you, man. Deal with it.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.